somebody else can come along and drive them off. We had 22 driven off that way one time.
Somebody just steal them?
Oh, yeah. So you sure do have to watch after.
Turkey rustlers.
Yeah, turkey rustlers. That's it.
I never heard of turkey rustlers.
Well, they're rather prevalent out in the country.
Did you always manage to stay on the horse, or?
Oh yeah, I never fell off.
You never did. Mm-hmm. Well, you're lucky. I fell off one time, and I fell off into the only cactus patch in the county.
Oh my goodness! I believe I'd just die if I'd done that.
Oh, I just almost did. They took me to the hospital, and they were pulling those cactus thorns out of my seat. Oh, that hurt.
They didn't deaden it.
It hurt.
I had one took out of my head one time, a mesquite thorn. You know what a mesquite tree is?
Yeah.
We were at school, and this girl pulled back a limb, let it go back, and hit me right there with that thorn. My mother took me to the doctor and had it taken out, and he put cocaine on it.
Did he have to shoot you with it, or just rub it on?
Oh, uh-huh.
That's better than having to shoot you with it. How big was the mesquite thorn?
Oh, this one wasn't too big. It just broke off the end of it, but then you couldn't get it out. Your tough skin, you know, and your forehead is her head is very tough.
Uh-huh.
You had to have it cut out. But those mesquite thorns are, oh, they're very painful.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I've seen them that were just hard as rock.
Oh, yeah.
And 2 inches long, you know.
They sure are painful.
If a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor in the morning, he'd say, gee, I must have
fell out the bed.
Okay. And what do you call those things that you put on a horse's feet?
Shoes.
Okay. And what do you call the game that you play with those? Where you toss them, you know?
Pitching horseshoes is all I know.
Okay. And what do you call that part of the horse's feet where you put the shoes on?
Hoops.
Okay. If you just have one, you say it's one.
One.
Same word.
Hoof.
Okay.
Poor thing, he'd be in bad shape.
If you just had one? Really? Did y'all have to take your horses sometimes to be shoed, or did you do it yourself?
I took them to the blacksmith's shop to be shoed.
Huh. Did you have to leave them like for a while, or
no,
just wait?
No, just take them and wait. It'd be a few minutes, not too long. Uh-huh. If there wasn't someone else waiting.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
A good blacksmith can just shoe a horse right away.
Huh. What are the names for male and female sheep?
Buck and ewe.
Okay. And what do people raise sheep for? That stuff on their backs here.
For the wool.
Okay. What do you have to have done, excuse me, to a male hog, if you don't want him to be able to breed, what do you have to have done to him?
Castrated.
Okay. And is that the tape recorder? Making that noise? It's all right. Don't worry about it. What would you call a male that's had that done to him? A male hog that's had that done to him.
Boar. No. No. That's one who hasn't. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I do, but I don't remember.
Okay. And what do you call those stiff things, stiff hairs that they have on their backs?
Bristles.
Okay. And what do you call those big teeth that hog has?
Tusks.
Okay. And what do you call those things that you dump the food in for them to eat?
Troughs.
Okay. And
is this just to get the dialect, mm-hmm. the way we say these
mm-hmm.
words?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, do you say troughs or do you say troughs?